coming your way, the Jack Kirkwood Show.
If it ain't big, it's nice. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't big, it's frank. It's gotta be this or that. Who can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not my mother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other? Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. It's gotta be this or that. Can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not my mother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other? Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. It's gotta be this. It's gotta be that. It's gotta be this. So
that's... Ladies and gentlemen, you've all heard of the man who jokes about his peanut size. Well, here's a man whose jokes are about the size of a peanut, Jack Kirkwood. Well,
yeah. Oh, thank you, Jimmy Wallace, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy, thanks for that undersized introduction. One more crack like that and I'll...
Oh, Jack, you don't understand. Why, when I was offered this job, I said... Gee, it'd be a pleasure working on the same program with a handsome, brilliant comedian.
Yeah, I wonder when we're going to get one.
Yeah, the sponsors, Lily and Lee. I was going to invite you out to use my swimming pool Sunday, but not now.
Oh, Jack, I was only kidding. You know I love watching you do those fancy dives. Tell Jimmy all of those dives you know, Jack.
Well, there's a swan dive, the back dive, two little dives on Central Avenue.
Hiya, Lil.
Hi.
Hi, Jackson.
Hello, Gene.
Say, Jack, are you still mad at me?
Of course not, Laval. Here, have a cigar.
Oh, no, thanks. I had to give up cigars. I was getting too dizzy.
Dizzy from inhaling them?
No, from bending over to pick them up.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, you're just sore because Laval is always a match for you.
A match for me? I've scratched better matches in the seat of my pants.
That's a broad statement.
Lil, I'll overlook all of this ribbing if you let me take you out tonight.
No, fooling?
Well, maybe a little. Oh, no. I do want to take you out. I found a swell place. They give you a 10-course dinner with lobster a la Newburgh, Chateau Martin Champagne, vintage 29, 3-inch steaks, and a choice of desserts for 15 cents.
For only 15 cents? How do they do it?
Well, the floor show isn't so good. The last time I was there, I had a terrible experience.
A terrible experience? What happened?
Well, I ran over and got on the end of the rumba line. It was awful. I danced and danced and danced till I thought I'd go nuts.
Well, what's so terrible about that?
Well, how did I know they were lined up waiting at the end of the phone booth? Ladies and gentlemen, pretty little Jeannie McKeon sweeps up to the microphone, sweeps up the eggs left by the cast, and swings into Put That Ring on My Finger.
Put that ring on my finger, buy that golden wedding band. Put that ring on my finger, put that piece of paper in my hand. If you're anxious to linger, you will have to name the day. Put that ring on my finger, go and get the license right away. You make such beautiful speeches and talk of a honeymoon ride. Now let's hear one of those preachers, and that song, Here Comes a Bride. Put that ring on my finger, wrap me in a wedding band. Put that ring on my finger, put that piece of paper in my hand. And talk of a honeymoon ride. Now let's hear Put that ring on my finger. Put that piece of paper in my hand.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you. That was terrific. And it brought us right to the Madhouse Little Theater.
Today, the Madhouse Comedy Drama, and what we've got even DDT won't cure, players, take another slug at the Old West with a play called No Matter How Hungry a Horse May Be, He Shouldn't Bite His Fodder. As the curtain rises, Cactus Pete is visiting Sloppy Sue, proprietor of the Buzzard's Breath Saloon. He calls her his light of life in hopes she'll get him lit. Curtain, music!
What's the matter, Cactus?
Oh, I got a painful attack of yours.
Yeah? What's yours?
Double shot of red eye. Thank you, Sloppy.
Oh, no you don't. Always hounding me for drinks. How come you never asked me for a kiss?
Shucks, girl. What could you give me for a chaser?
Oh, my kiss, it ain't so bad. Polecat claims they're intoxication.
Maybe for him, but all I get from your kisses is hiccups.
Well, no more drinks, except in for cash. Well, here comes Polecat.
Oh, sure
howdy, Sue! Howdy, Captain! Howdy, howdy, howdy! Howdy,
Polecat! Howdy!
Well, Cactus, still lapping up the liquor, huh?
Easy there, Polecat. I ain't always a-drinking. While there's been times I've lived for days on nothing but food and water.
Yep. And this is going to be another one of them days.
Why don't you drink milk like I do? Milk's a bone builder.
Yeah, she has gone to your head, too.
Oh, Cactus, if I give you some money, will you go out and get a good big meal?
You better give me a lot of money. I'm mighty hungry.
All right, I'll go to the safe in the back office and get you $2.
Better make that $22. I'm a mite thirsty, too.
Cactus, you ought to be ashamed living off of Sloppy Sue before you're married to her.
What do you mean, before I'm married to her? If I got to marry Sloppy to go on living, I'll just have to learn to get along without it, that's all.
Oh, Cactus, quick! What? There's a man in the back office that's trying to bust in the safe.
Why, the cowardly Stephen Varman? Polecat, go in and get that bandit.
You go in and get him. You've always been aching to be a hero.
Well, the aching just eased up. Anyhow, I can't go in there and fight no bandit, Sloppy. I'm too hungry.
Well, take up a couple of notches in your belt.
I ain't wearing a belt.
What holds your pants up?
Me. Besides, I got to get back on the job. I'm clerking at the drugstore.
You got a job? Huh. Say, this is a surprise.
Yeah, I've been saving it for just such a jam as this. I sell hand lotion to cowboys.
Hand lotion to cowboys?
Yep, they use it to get the chaps off their legs.
Oh. Say, Cactus, if you don't stop that bandit, I won't have no money to lend you.
That did it, gal. Let me at him. Order up a fireproof coffin, gal.
Who are you going to kill him, Cactus?
I doubt it. In these westerns, I always get killed. Dark in this office. I guess I better not make no noise.
That's right. We don't want nobody to hear us.
No, they'd send for the sheriff. Hey, what you doing here?
Trying to open this safe. What you doing here?
Why, nothing.
Well, as long as you ain't doing nothing, lend me a hand. You know how to open this here safe?
Oh, sure. Just feel around and you find a little knob.
Oh, yeah. Let me see now. Star, I got it.
Hey, you darn fool, that's my head.
I was a-wondering why it had ears on it.
Doggone, I knew the combination to this safe, but I forgot it. Somebody ought to kick me.
Okay, I'll do it.
Take off your spurs first.
Ready?
Yep, go ahead.
Oh! What's the matter? I took off my spurs.
Yeah, but I didn't notice you was wearing open-toed shoes.
Hey, I got an idea. You hold this here cold chisel against the lock, and I'll take this sledgehammer. Now, when you nod your head, I'll hit it. Ready?
Yep, I'm nodding.
Oh! I got him. Hard to hit a little head like his in the dark, too.
All right, hands up or I'll shoot.
Hey, yes, ma'am, I got him up.
I'll turn on the light.
Oh, where am I?
Oh, are your heart bad, Cactus?
Yep, Sue, I'm a-going.
Oh, don't die, Cactus. You'll be leaving me alone with this bandit here.
It'll serve him right. I'm a-going fast, gal. Everything's a-getting black.
No wonder you got your hat down over your eyes.
Oh, excuse me. Well, Sue, now that I caught this safe robber, what are you going to do, shoot him?
I don't know. Say, in the light, he's pretty darn good looking. I think I'll just marry him instead.
Sloppy. What are you going to shoot the bandit for?
I didn't shoot him. He shot himself.
Oh.
Having any fun being chased around the arena by Matador Miller and his musical bull throwers?
Everybody loves a baby. That's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine, won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine.
I say, do you mind hopping in now, Horace, old tomato?
Oh, not at all, Wormsley, old chap, and thank you.
Don't bother thanking me, old muffin-dee.
Oh, but I must. I'm just that punctilious.
I'm just that Von Kirkwood.
Well, how do you do?
Do you mind if I rip up this snapshot of my son, Junior? When I'm excited, I always tear my hair.
Oh, no, no, not at all, old boy. But I say, why didn't you meet me last night at Ed's house? You said you would.
Yeah, I waited for you at Don's place.
Oh, I haven't been there since I started my Ouija board seances.
I may be dense, old fellow, but I don't seem to get the connection.
Very simple. There's no Ouija in Don's house.
No what, old egg?
No Ouija in Don's? No Ouija in Don's?
Oh, no Ouija in Don's. Yes, I'd love
yes.
to.
Say, Jack, do you know what the explorer said to his wife when they ran into a tribe of cannibals?
No, James. What did the explorer say to his wife when they ran into a tribe of cannibals?
Now, don't get into a stew.
Shall we, Dad? Jimmy, do you know why I don't dress Natalie?
No, Jack. Why don't you dress Natalie?
Because Natalie's old enough to dress herself. Well, there was a lucky fact, another one in the side pocket. Hung up our cue.
Made for you by the Madhouse Little Players, Singers, and Stagehands. The Kirkwood crew will be back to ball things up again soon, and, oh yes, this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Your way, the Jack Kirkwood Show.
Thank you.
a man who wishes he had a mind. Yeah. Jack Kirkwood.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy, thanks for that wishful introduction. If you think I'm stupid, you should see my uncle. He's stupid away over like this. No kidding, Jimmy. My uncle is the stupidest man in the world. Why, he's so dumb, he thinks instant postman is the guy who brings special delivery letters.
Say, which uncle is that? The one on your father's side or on your mother's side?
Oh, he sticks up for both of them. No, he's the one on my mother's side. You know, the Van Uppingtons?
Oh, yes, they're the ones whose ancestors came over on the Mayflower.
No, they came over on the April shower. That's a month ahead of the Mayflower. And so then I inherit my good taste, my appreciation of the classics.
What?
James, my boy, I not only read good literature, I write it. Ah, yes. My books will be remembered long after I'm gone. I write for the ages.
Yeah, the ages of 4 to 6.
Lily, Lily, that's a fine way to talk. I tell you, I'm going to do big things. I'm going to go places.
Is he ambitious?
No, his wife is out of town.
Oh. Hi, kid.
Hello.
Hi, Jackson. Hey, I just heard the swellest riddle.
Oh, miter. Okay, Lavelle, let's hear it.
Why did the little dog, or what did he say? The little dog
said... Can we try that over again?
What did the little dog say when he sat down on a piece of sand?
I don't know. What did the little dog say when he sat down on a piece of sandpaper? Get him out of here, will you?
Oh, say, Jack. Were you kidding a little while ago about being a writer?
I should say not. I am a writer. Furthermore, Lil, I write nothing but heavy, serious stuff.
Honest?
Scout's honor. Why, right now I'm collaborating on a serious drama with a very famous writer.
Really? Who?
William Shakespeare.
What? Oh, Jack, Shakespeare's been dead over 300 years.
He has? No wonder I've been doing all the typing. Broadway.
Thank you.
thank you. You folks probably don't know it, but all of Irving Miller's arrangements are made by that famous musician, Johann Stock. You've all heard of the Stock arrangements, I know. And now, a little fanfare, please, and then the Madhouse Little Theater.
Tonight, the Madhouse comedy drama. Let's see, we had a script here somewhere, players. Get a hammerlock on history again and wrestle with three falls to a finish. Our play exposes the truth about Queen Elizabeth, Sir Walter Raleigh, and a certain puddle. It's titled, Queenie, Here's Mud in Your Eye. Curtain, music!
Oh, Raleigh, how am I going to cross yonder puddle?
Raleigh, I don't know. With those feet, you could paddle across.
But, Sir Walter Raleigh, you're supposed to lay your coat across that puddle.
Oh, no, not my beautiful new pastel coat.
Yes, Raleigh, lay that pastel down.
But I like this coat. It hangs so well on me.
Not as well as you'll hang in it.
Oh, well, if you're going to get nasty. All right, now, for goodness sake, watch out for the pleats, won't you?
Oh, thank you, Waltie. Now, watch me cross this puddle without getting my feet wet.
Hey, Queenie, what happened?
That was no puddle, it was a manhole.
No, you didn't know. yeah. What some women won't do to get a man.
But later, the Queen cleaned off her free mud pack, and then she called out,
Bring in Sir Walter Raleigh, dead or alive.
Here I am, Your Majesty.
Well, what are you, dead or alive?
All right, Queenie, I'm in the punk, a pink. And I'm going out to paint the town red.
Oh, Raleigh, I've always known that you are a man of vision.
That's right, Queenie. And you're a sight, too.
Raleigh, I'm so glad you're back.
You are, eh?
Every time you're near me, my cheeks burn like fire.
Then let me put my hand on your cheek. I've always wanted to hold a royal flush. By the way, I have great news for thee, Queenie. I've built a colony for you. And now your name will ring down the corridor of time. Listen.
Elizabeth!
Sounds like some old cow coming home, doesn't it?
Sir Walter, I'm the page you sent for.
Oh, what's your number?
65.
Well, turn over, I'm on page 66.
Oh, Raleigh, I need a man who'll give me support, who'll stick with me through thick and thin.
But you need a new girdle, and they're hard to get. Believe me.
Your Royal Majesty, Sir Francis Bacon at your service.
Oh, bacon's fried again, I see.
I am not. Your Majesty, I just found out that Sir Walter Raleigh has been stealing the treasury blind.
That's a lie. I was cold sober.
Raleigh, if it's true, you'll swing.
I can't, Queenie. Arthur Murray says I'm not ready yet.
Raleigh, why do you try to bandy words?
They go so well with the Queen's bandy legs.
Raleigh, you can't. I hereby challenge you to a duel. Take that.
My mother always told me to turn the other cheek.
All right. Take that. Ow. Now, what do you say?
Try the first cheek again, will you?
You'll have to duel with him, Raleigh. If you back out now, you're a cowardly cur.
Enough of that, Raleigh. Choose your weapon.
Spitball to 20 paces.
I'm not spoofing, Raleigh. We'll make it broadswords. On guard.
Hold everything. I have to run home first. I forgot something.
What did you forget?
I forgot to stay there.
Come back, Raleigh, and fight like a man.
No, I don't want to fight. All I want to do is go out and paint the town red.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Ever-Rusty Broadsword Company is bringing you the duel of the century between Sir Walter Raleigh and Sir Francis Bacon. Are you bothered with falling hair, bags beneath the eyes, a coated tongue? Then cut off all your troubles with an Ever-Rusty Broadsword. And now a few words from the contestants.
I'm going to cut Raleigh down to a butt.
I'm going to slice Bacon down to the rind.
There's the bell. They raise their swords and the duel has begun. Uh-oh. Raleigh has just gone into a clinch. He's hanging on for dear life. And Bacon. Bacon just cut off the end of Raleigh's nose.
From now on, Raleigh will have a cork tip.
Bacon just cut Raleigh again. Raleigh is pulling back. He's running away.
Raleigh, where are you going? You can't run away. You're bleeding all over.
I am? Well, at last I've got a chance to paint the town red.
waiting for the Robert E. Lee being given a fast bubble bath by Irving Miller and his musical car washers. Do you mind talking in now, Terrence, old top?
Oh, not at all, Smedley, old sot. I'm thrilled.
I'm Kirkwood. Well, good. For you. Do you mind if I send these roses to an old prospector's daughter? I've heard she has a mine of her own.
Oh, no, not at all. But I must dash home now. Yeah. My wife is furious with my folks again. Mother keeps telling her how to do everything.
You follow that way, too.
Yes, but his remarks don't bother my wife. It's Mars that irk her.
Whose remarks irk her, old Muffendish?
Mars irk her? Mars irk her.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yes. By the way, Jack, did you hear that my brother just invented a device for looking through brick walls?
A device for looking through brick walls? What's it called, Jimmy?
A window.
Shall we dance?
Yes.
Jimmy, do you know why my middle initial is a Q?
Why, no, Jack. Why is your middle initial a Q?
Because when I was born, my father took one look at me and said to my mother, "Honey, let's call it quits." Well, never looked like we sold another one up good and tight. We'll be back about the same time tomorrow.
That closes up another Clam Bake for you by the Madhouse Little Players, Singers, and Stagehands. The Kirkwood crew will be back to blow things up again soon, and, oh, yes, this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.